This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's my turn. We're so excited about this Pro Bowl.
I think Chris is enjoying it a little bit more than he wants to lead on. What do you think, Tony? What do you think?
He came on a little late looking at it, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I'm tired of scraping, giving this play-by-play of the Pro Bowl games that are going on in Las Vegas. Welcome back. 5:01 is the time. Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. We are having a special time today for our Chris versus the Fan segment, and we're going to get underway here shortly with our trivia game. If you win it, you're entered to win a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas, including a spa treatment at Serenity Spa, also dinner at the Edge Steakhouse. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms. It's all part of their $70 million room renovations. Las Vegas, Westgate, home of legendary Vegas fun. Scraby, you ready to roll?
Yes.
Scraby is having the greatest time
ever.
Well,
there's a lot going on right now. We got the thing going on up here. We got the Derek Carr joke that we'll play at some point. We also have blooper of the Braves tweeting that his script in a flag football game where he just destroys everyone, that he had to follow the script. That's why he ran over everyone.
Oh, is that the one who was running over the little kids out there?
Yeah.
Everybody's script has been updated.
Yes, but we are ready. For Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, rules, Mr. Scraby.
You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you are a first-time player, I'm getting worse at that.
No, you're fine.
Okay. You have to tell us before we get going because then you get the first question for free as a first-time player.
Word up. Let's get to our first contestant, Lucas. You're on the board. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
First time player.
First time player. Here we go. First question. Second question. Tom Brady's last touchdown pass was caught by what tight end?
I can't believe I'm blanking right now. I'm going to have to say OJ.
OJ Howard. Okay. But still, that's
incorrect.
But stay there.
I don't know. Cameron Brate.
How about you, Evan? I wanted to say Gronk.
Oh, yeah. You should. Yeah. What did you say, Chris?
I said Cameron Brate, but I'm not sure.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, Lucas.
That
was disappointing.
Let's go to...
Disappointing on Chris's side.
Why isn't it ever disappointing when I'm right?
Because...
Why is it always disappointing when I get a question right?
Because poor Lucas...
You just want to see failure on my part.
Not a lie.
Cooper, you're our next contestant. Welcome to the show.
I can't believe
I put up with this on a daily basis,
what's going on, Cooper?
Honestly.
Cooper, here we go. First question.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah. Good
okay,
to go.
Perfect. Here we go.
I can't hear you.
Well, Chris can't hear anything. We've been over this.
There we go. Question number one. What is it called when a pitcher steps toward home plate, then moves foot to try to pick off man at first base? Written by Matthew Scriven.
Read that again. You butchered that.
What is it called?
Okay, he knows what it
I'm
is.
I'm going to read it again. What is it called when a pitcher steps towards home plate, then moves his foot to try to pick off the man at first base? That's exactly what I read the first time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We could go back to the tape.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, we will. Why is everybody trying to fight me today?
Question number two. If a batter hits for the cycle, what is the minimum number of total bases that he will achieve?
Four. Oh. No. Nine.
Nine. That was the longest buzzer ever, man.
Stay there.
Gave him a lot of time to reconsider his answer there, didn't you?
I did.
He's
minimum number?
Minimum.
10.
That is
Sorry,
correct.
Sorry, Cooper. You're so close, Cooper.
Sorry, Cooper. 4 for the homer. 3, 2, 1. 10. Total, 10.
10.
10.
Next, our next contestant, Caesar. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Howdy do.
Caesar.
Caesar, how do you spell your name?
C-E-S-A-R.
All right. Here we go. First question.
Oh, how's your palace doing, Caesar?
That's like being like, hey, how's your pizza company doing, Little Caesar?
Here we go. Question number one.
His name isn't Little Caesar.
I know. I don't know why I'm Caesar. I don't know why I'm picking on Chris.
When a baseball pitcher... Oh, yeah, that's right. When a baseball pitcher has cheese, what does he possess?
He's got speed.
Say it one more time. You broke up.
He's got speed.
Speed.
On his...
We knew what you were talking about.
You were going to say on his pitch, on his fastball. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You're right. Question number two. Since 2015, Tom Brady has thrown 35 touchdowns in the playoffs. Who has thrown the second most at 32?
At 32... gonna guess Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Stay there.
Hello.
You know, there's one thing to have Scraby rooting against me and disliking me. But the one good part of that is I get to disappoint him constantly.
It is.
Dang it.
Patrick Mahomes.
Sorry, Caesar.
Mahomes boy has 32.
Mahomes boy.
Nice. Sorry, Caesar. On to our next contestant, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First time playing here.
First time playing.
Good to have you, David.
Second question. What was the first major tournament that Jack Nicklaus won?
First major tournament Jack Nicklaus won? Oh, Lord, I should know this. Go with the Masters.
He's going with the Masters. That is incorrect.
Stay there, David.
Oh, there's only three other possibilities. I'll say the U.S. Open, but I have no idea.
I wish it was wrong. I'm sorry, David.
Sorry about that, David.
Chris is just mowing you down right now.
Well, he's motivated me.
He has bulletin board material.
Is this like... I mean, he's calling it Scraby versus the fans
Scraby
today.
Head.
Doesn't think I can get any questions right. Openly rooting against me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Let's go with James.
What has changed over the last 4 years of this game?
A little extra verve today.
Yeah. You've struck a nerve.
Okay.
James, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good luck, James.
Here we go. First question. What team did Tom Brady defeat in his first Super Bowl?
The Bills.
He did play a long time, but it was not the Bills.
It would have been impossible for it to have been the Bills because they're in AFC.
Yeah. It was the Rams.
That's true also.
Rams.
Get that bell ready, Scraby.
Sorry, James.
Just continuing to mow these questions down. Brandon is our next contestant. Brandon, come on down.
Do-do-do-do. Brandon?
Time player.
First time player! Second question.
The excitement.
What was the first Grand Slam tournament that Roger Federer won?
Wimbledon?
Hey, very
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Could have been any of four.
Here we go.
I'm not a tennis person. I did not know that at all.
Oh, well then.
Great job.
Yes.
Great job. Here we go. Question number three. What Hall of Famer was the first major leaguer to hit 8 opening day home runs?
Oh, shit. For this?
Sorry, we're going to have to go to the next contestant.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Just save the question for the next guy. Can't swear.
Can't swear, Brandon.
Can't swear and win. Brandon.
We got to... wait for the delay to build up a little bit.
Yeah, that one was pretty.
That was pretty clear.
There was no denying that the S bomb was dropped right there.
Yeah, Brandon, don't worry about it, but don't ever do it.
We
again,
know it
please.
Was an accident. Yes. You're in the heat of the game.
Yes,
gotta.
I don't know that he would have. He was on the right track.
He might have been. He never knows. The S bomb might have prompted something to get him there. Have we built up enough on the?
We need a couple more seconds, just in case. Just in case. I need to give you a new guess.
That might have been the clearest one yet.
Clearest you know, swear word?
Yeah,
yes.
I think because you've got an itchy trigger finger with the dump. Like
I do because you I don't really like don't, to be fired.
You don't play around with it. But.
I don't care if it's not bad at all. If I have any questions, I'm deleting
You're dumping.
It. I'm dumping.
You're dumping.
Yeah, well, you didn't have any question about that one.
No, all right.
No, it almost took me out by surprise.
We got our next contestant. Sorry, Brandon, once again, man. We know it was an accident, but
yeah.
We got to move to the next one.
You can
one.
Call back next week.
Daniel, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
We Good. Are hey, well. Here we go.
Daniel, please don't swear. I don't have enough
Everybody's going to get prompted with the please don't
no,
swear
I,
now.
I heard that.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, he heard it.
Question number.
Why did he hear it?
Because
he's,
on hold and, oh, and they don't okay. have the same feed that
right,
everybody
as long
out there
as
does.
Not everybody else.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's
Daniel.
Good point, Chris.
Here we go. It's pretty tough. This will be tough for some. First question. In which American city would you find the Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame?
Kansas City.
Nice.
Oh, here we go.
Question number two.
Because you went there.
We
That's
did.
I remember.
We did.
Wow. He remembers because we talked about
there.
It.
Very good.
See, things that we talk about 8 months ago could get you a question right in Chris versus the fans. I didn't know if anyone wanted to comment, so I just
In 2022,
on.
What Diamondbacks pitcher did not give up an earned run in 6 consecutive starts? This is a doozy of a question right here.
Nope, no idea.
Nope, no idea. Is incorrect.
Chris is going to know.
Hello for the steal.
It would really be funny if there was a player with that last name.
Nope, no idea. No idea.
But the correct answer is Gallen this time.
Indeed it was.
Zach Sorry, Gallen. Man. You got on a roll.
All right. It is time for tiebreaker.
Wait, we got another one. We got at least one more.
No,
yeah, we got one more.
We got one more.
Here we go. Let's go with Miguel.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
We're running over time.
Tony's the host
please.
Of the show.
We had ran 17 minutes over before. This is nothing right now.
Yeah, and I don't like doing that.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Miguel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gravy. Give me a chance.
Yeah, Scrave.
Yeah,
give him a chance.
You were up
give
next,
him a chance.
You know what?
Scravy.
I was going to make it easier on him by going tiebreaker.
Yeah, yeah. No, you weren't. You're making it harder. Here we go. First question.
One question versus 3 questions.
What does the baseball expression "a can of corn" mean?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Sorry, Miguel. That's an easy catch.
Easy catch / pop fly.
Sorry about that, Miguel.
Miguel, you go down. Well, We have now have a tiebreaker at our hands. Our next contestant, Jake. Welcome to the show, Jake. Do you know how the tiebreaker works?
Yeah, it's like an over-under usually, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, do you have a random player
today? I do. Former Kansas City Royals outfielder Amos Otis.
Amos Otis! No kidding, dude. Amos Otis was a first base coach here.
Yeah.
His son was like a babysitter of mine.
Is that right?
For a while, yeah. Man,
he's got some
little.
Sweet sideburns.
Strong.
So that was a 70s sideburns, too.
Oh, wow. He played for 17 years.
Yes, he did.
17 years.
I don't get bad players. I usually get pretty good players. How many All-Star games for AO?
I'll tell you after we're done with the game because I need to count. Five.
All right.
Okay, so
here's our game. He'll give you a question. I'll give a number. You say whether the actual number is higher or lower.
Tony, what was Amos Otis known for as a player?
Probably defense.
Defense.
That doesn't help. Okay, speed. Defense. Chris, how many stolen bases did Amos Otis have in his career?
17-year career? 300.
300.
He had 15 a year, maybe a few more. He was pretty quick.
Jake, is the actual answer higher or lower than 300?
I'm going to go with higher just because of the era.
Nice job, Jake. You are the winner. Stay there. Sorry.
Dolphins have nothing to do with this.
The applause is right next to the dolphin button. He had 341.
Very good.
So you're pretty close, Chris.
All right, very good, Jake. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so you are the winner today of Chris versus the fans. We got to get to traffic. Thanks for participating at our special time today. We'll be back at 4 o'clock tomorrow with more Gwen and Chris on the way. Now, following traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
5:23 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, just cruising through the happy hour. Chris, you had a little something. By the way, the NBA All-Star reserves were named. A couple of snubs left off. James Harden left off. De'Aaron Fox left off the.
James Harden didn't make the All-Star
did
team.
Not make the All-Star
seems like
team.
Be a guarantee.
Right? No, he was left off. Also, Brunson, who a lot of people thought was
Jalen
going.
Jalen Brunson, having a nice year.
He's also left off. So.
Well. We've talked about it. There's so many great players in the NBA. You'd have to have more than one All-Star team to get them all on there.
No, without a doubt.
All right, speaking of NBA All-Stars, there was a tweet that came out from Hoops Hype, and I thought it was kind of fun, Tony. You might enjoy this. Scraby, you just go keep watching the dodgeball on the
Matt Leiner is throwing.
Don't tell me what's happening now.
Now Matt Leiner is throwing Justin Jefferson passes off of the Eiffel Tower in Vegas. So... I'm a fan. If this is how it's going to be, I could do this.
Well, anyway. You keep watching. Tony, what the Hoops Hype put out there was what year was the best all-NBA team ever? All right, so they narrowed it down to five seasons, and they took the five players that were on the all-NBA team And then you decide which of these teams is the best. First team is from 1962, but it's a pretty good team. It has Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Bob Pettit, and Wilt Chamberlain.
Oof.
That's a pretty decent squad.
Really decent.
1988.
Wow. Magic.
Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's like the first NBA Live game right there.
That's intense.
Yeah.
All right, 10 years later, 1998 team, Gary Payton, Michael Jordan, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan, Shaq.
Ooh.
Then in 5 years after that, 2003,
Kobe,
Tracy McGrady, Kevin Garnett, Duncan, and Shaq. And then finally, 2013. I know you don't have this in front of you, so it's not going to be easy. But here's the latest one. 2013, Chris Paul, Kobe, LeBron, Kevin Durant, and for the third time, Tim Duncan. So of those five squads, and you're not looking at it, which one off the top of your head jumps out?
The 88 team jumps out. The 03 team jumps out.
Yeah.
That one with Shaq, Duncan, Garnett,
McGrady,
and Kobe. In terms of size,
no kidding,
I don't
man.
Know that there's going to be a better team. I mean, obviously, that 88 team, is size-wise, is probably their equal outside of Shaq. There's no equal to Shaq.
No equal to Shaq.
But in terms of height, that's a long, those are some long teams right there. Those are my two favorites right there.
According to the tweet that came out on this, the 1988 team won hands down in terms of just unofficial voting.
Okay. But, I can see
you know,
that.
That's understandable because you got Magic, Michael, and Bird right there. People are going to vote for it.
I mean, they literally.
And Charles Barkley isn't bad. And Hakeem Olajuwon, he's not going to stop Shaq, but he's not going to exactly let him go right to the rim.
If you ask Shaq, that is his arch nemesis. That's the dude that gave him the most problems.
Yeah, Hakeem was pretty awesome. I'd probably go with the 88 team because you got a backcourt of Magic and Michael, and you got Bird up front. To me, you've got two of the maybe three of the best five players in the history of the league on that team. You know, it's pretty impressive. But it's you know even the 1962 team isn't bad. I mean, you got Oscar and Jerry, Elgin Baylor and Wilt. You got some scoring power.
Elgin Baylor, the first ever NBA player that, you know, or one of the guys who was doing Euro steps back in the 60s.
Who, Elgin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elgin was doing things in the 60s that they do now. And just think of how it must have looked to everybody looking at the very few highlights that came out.
How many people yelled travel the first time a Euro stepped in the 60s?
Everybody.
In the 60s.
Who would you put on the team right now? I mean, like the 2023 team.
All
I mean,
NBA?
As of right now, you got Luka, you got Giannis, you got Embiid, you got Jokic.
LeBron's
got
to be
on that.
You
got LeBron, you got Lillard. Got a lot of really good players this year.
My first team All-NBA.
Oh, Jason Tatum. We didn't have mention Jason Tatum.
I was going to say my first team. Oof, that's
right now, who would be your first team this year? Probably Luka and Tatum in the backcourt, which
LeBron.
Is, to me, a really dangerous backcourt. Giannis, LeBron, and Embiid, but
you're
if you do that,
off,
then you leave Jokic
off. Jokic off?
I don't know who you're leaving off.
That's the, you know, it was easier to pick teams back then because it was less, it wasn't as positionless as it is now.
Yeah, right. There's no positions now.
It's just high basketball.
Just
basically.
Play.
Level.
Just play, yeah. And there's very few, you know, I mean, Jokic is a center because that's what we recognize as being a center.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's out there shooting three-pointers.
Let me...
As good as Hakeem was, I don't ever remember him stepping out and hit a three-pointer.
No, but he probably wasn't... It's like you said about Michael. They weren't probably working on that.
Oh, no, never. There's no reason
to. The game was played with the back to the basket. And for Hakeem, he could do everything. He could face you up. He could back
Hakeem
you down.
Hakeem had some of the greatest variety of moves in the post
you
of
know,
anybody ever.
You know who Kobe went and learned from a whole offseason? Hakeem Olajuwon.
Really?
Worked on his footwork with him.
Yeah, Keem was pretty
real
Keem
quick,
the dream.
Giving you the Eastern Conference reserves for the All-Star game. Embiid gets in as a reserve. Jaylen Brown, Bam Adebayo, Jrue Holiday, DeMar DeRozan, Julius Randle, And Tyrese Haliburton also gets in on the East. In the West, Sabonis from the Kings, Damian Lillard, Paul George, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Ah, SGA.
Yes.
Having a nice year with the Oklahoma City.
You know
City
who
Thunder.
Else is having a really nice year? He gets rewarded as Lauri Markkanen. After a
Lauri
couple,
Markkanen did have a, his having a nice year for Utah.
After,
I will agree
yeah,
with
after
that.
Having a, an injury plagued last two seasons, he gets back on track. And then Jaren Jackson Jr. also was an all-star this year. So
I'm going to go back to the three-point shooting very quickly.
I left out Ja Morant. He also Ja, is, oh, he's is, be is a reserve.
Three-point shooting, Hakeem Olajuwon. I take it back. He made 25 three-pointers in his career. That's 25 more than I would have thought he made.
I bet you he took probably more of them at the back end of his career,
took
too.
Took 124 tries,
there you
so
go.
He only made 20%. But he did make some. How about Shaq? Over, under of 1.5.
Threes?
For his career. Shaq over or under 1.5?
Under.
Under?
He took one.
He made one. Shaquille O'Neal made 1 3-pointer in his career. There you go. Little different world that we live in now.
Did you
sure.
say the Joe Mixon thing off air, or was that on air?
That was off air, I think. Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But Joe Mixon, if you see a tweet, he was accused of something. His agent came out and said that they're going to drop the charges tomorrow morning.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
We will. We will. Update on the dodgeball competition
at
the Pro Bowl. Saquon Barkley just took one to the face, and you're not allowed to
and
throw
it. And he's out for next season?
You're not allowed to throw at the face. But he was, they didn't say that it hit
wait,
his face.
Wait, is that a moving target, though? I mean, if you duck down, this is like the...
It's up to the referees, and the referees did not call it a...
Very much like the NFL
ball
game.
To the face.
Like a targeting call.
Yeah, so he didn't win his challenge flag.
Oh, wait, there's...
No, there wasn't actually
there
a challenge.
There wasn't a challenge.
But he was, like, yelling at the refs. He's like, it hit my face!
Hang with him, Saquon.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Keith Smith, if you missed it earlier, joined us to talk some NBA. You'll get to hear it next. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
.537. Lakers at Indianapolis tonight against the Pacers. Tony Gwynn pulling whatever Harry's got left out. Third quarter, Indiana 88, Lakers 75. See if the Lakers can get back into this one, Tony. Use a little help from the Lake Show tonight.
I think it's best if I'd keep my back turned towards it.
Yeah, every time you turn your back, they make a run. So don't watch. You just looked up again.
As
soon as you look up, the Pacers always make a shot. So stop doing that. Scraby's got something goofy from the Pro Bowl games. I'm not surprised you found something kind of fun. You've been watching this intently for 90 straight minutes.
I'm loving this.
You are having the time of your life over there watching the dodgeball competition that's going on now. But earlier tonight, Derek Carr, formerly of the Raiders, actually has no team right now, but did play his games, his home games, of course, in Las Vegas, where they're having the Pro Bowl. And he had a nice performance in the... target passing
precision
competition.
Precision,
thank
yes.
you.
And
he had a good performance. Ryan Clark put the question to him, so you got the
yeah, here's
sound
the audio
of this,
and I didn't know Derek Carr
it's kind
had
of a
jokes.
Funny line by Derek Carr.
By himself. Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Not a bad line by Derek Carr.
Now, if you see the video, too, he has this look on his face like, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. We talked about it earlier. We said, who's a good fit to be playing for the Raiders next year? And maybe we said Jimmy G. Devontae Adams would like it to see be Aaron Rodgers. But where's Derek Carr going to be next year? He's got to find a landing spot somewhere, doesn't he? I mean, he seems like he's at least good enough to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
I hear Commanders is a place for him.
Commanders is a possibility.
Texans have the second pick in the draft,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
they may not use that for a quarterback, though.
That's right. If they don't, then they
maybe
might
he's
want
a
Derek
spot.
Carr. His brother, David Carr, was the first ever quarterback for the Houston Texans.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So... there's a little car history there in Houston. If that comes into play, we'll find out. Tony, turn around.
I'm not looking.
It's not working.
Oh, they tied it up, Tony.
Stop it.
Stop it. Tied it up.
I looked enough to know that they had tied it up. I know that.
12-point play by LeBron James. Pulled the game even here. All right. Earlier today, we talked some good NBA stuff. Keith Smith, who covers the sport for Sportico. Spotico? What is it?
Spotico. Spotrac.
Spotrac, yeah.
Got me saying
just making up my own companies now. Media sites.
And logo.
What was that for?
Making up your own companies.
Leave me alone today.
Have I been extra hard on Chris today, Tony?
Yes.
You started out coming in pretty hot.
What did I do?
You said it yourself. I just am picking on Chris today. I think you said it like first segment.
Cheered loudly against me in Chris versus the fans.
Let's go, caller. Let's go.
Let's go, traffic. Let's go. Keith Smith from SpotTrac joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, the fan hotline. Talk a little NBA basketball. We appreciate the time, Keith. How are you today? Nice to catch up with you.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's start with LeBron James. I mean, my goodness, he's got 88 points to go to catch Kareem for the all-time record. He seems like he's playing almost as well as he ever has. Hopefully he'll break the record at home in two or three games. The Lakers come back home, but is there any another level that he can go to with how he's playing now? Should we be impressed, or should we just think this is same old, same old?
It's funny. It's a little bit of all of that. Like, I don't know that there's another level he can go to. That would be kind of mind-blowing if there was. But I do think we should be impressed with what he's doing, considering this is year 20. But then it's also a little bit of same old, because this is what he's always been. Right. So, you know, it's kind of all of the above. I mean, he has been absolutely incredible, considering, you know, he's 38, he's year 20 in the league, all those things that go with that. It is just unreal that he's still doing this at this, you know, rate and at this level.
And, you know, Keith, that brings me to what Chris and I have been talking about in terms of the league in itself. I mean, there are so many really fantastic players. I mean, LeBron James in his 20th year, we'll put that aside for a sec, but you got Embiid, you got Jokic, you got Doncic, you got so many really good stars in this league. And when it comes to the All-Star game, it seems like somebody gets left off every time. Is there any fix for what we've seen in terms of who got in this year, who's starting versus is there another way to pick these teams?
And you could do other things. You could have, some have suggested, you know, you have just a panel of voters that are made up of some players and some broadcasters and those kind of things. And I think that's okay for an idea. I think they did a good job with rebalancing so it wasn't just the fan vote, right? Because we saw very close to getting Zaza Pachulia in a game when he shouldn't have been, you know, if he wanted to go to the All-Star game, he should have been buying a ticket.
Right.
And that almost happened. And we're at a point where it's like, we can't be doing that. So I think by giving the fan vote some weight, of course, because at the end of the day, the All-Star game is for the fans. I've seen some suggestion of, you know, the players are the ones who are playing. Just let them do all the voting. And then you see the players voted, I want to say it was six different players who haven't even played in a single game this season.
Right.
Got All-Star votes. I've been in locker rooms when it's time for the players to do their voting, when two guys are at the end of the bench, look at each other and be like, hey, you vote for me and I'll vote for you. Okay, let's go. So I don't think that's a real solution. I think it's pretty much okay, you know, where we are. I don't think most years we get anybody who's super egregious put into the game. And who starts, that part to me is not as important as who actually makes the game. And I think when we get to that level, they generally get it more right than they do wrong.
Just to follow up on that, Keith, one of the things I saw was they kind of had the percentages of the players' vote and who they voted for. And in the guard position, I found it strange. I don't know if it was strange, but Trae Young didn't seem to get a lot of fanfare from his peers. What did you make of that? It seemed like he was 12th of the guards from the guard standpoint. He seems to be better than 12th on the guards point, but most of the players disagreed with that.
Yeah, I think that's one where he has a little bit of a rep among his fellow players as far as being a guy who's been kind of tough to play with at times for his teammates, so you get a little bit of that in there. I think some guys don't enjoy all the trash talk, considering I think the feeling is, hey, you made it once to the conference finals, and you talk an awful lot for a guy who hasn't really won anything. So I think when you put all those factors in, I think that works against a guy like him.
Keith Smith is with us talking some NBA basketball. Keith, last night the Celtics put up 46 points in the first quarter. They hit 26 three-point shots in the game, and they blew out the Brooklyn Nets. I bring the 26 three-point shots. The state of the NBA right now, a lot of scoring, a lot of three-point shooting, a lot of isolation. Is everybody in the NBA happy with how the game is being played right now?
Yeah, I think in general they are. I don't know that there's a lot of isolation. The isolation numbers are actually down overall in the league. I think that's a thing I think people see sometimes when they want to see that versus seeing how it's going. The three-point shooting, of course, that is up. But I think what's happened is we've reached a perfect storm of eye test and analytics combining for these players who have been drilled often since they were in high school level to say, hey, you know what you never make is 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. So those guys don't ever take 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. And if it's, you make 70% of your shots from 18 to 22 feet from the right corner in baseline, then they focus on shooting in there. I think, you know, all the data we have now, combined with the coaching, combined with, quite frankly, the skill level of the players, higher and better than it's ever been, that's combined for this offensive explosion. And of course, with the three-point shooting, anytime you could go to a point and get a score that is worth, you know, half as much as, again, as a regular score, you're going to emphasize those shots a lot more, because even if you shoot them at a lower percentage, it's all going to even out in the wash in the end.
It's certainly, analytics has certainly taken sports to a place that I don't think anybody really imagined. Keith, I want to move to the trade deadline. That's coming up here February 9th. How active do you think this deadline will be? It's kind of been hard to tell from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's a weird situation over the last couple of years. What we've seen is the combination of the play-in tournament being a thing and teams staying alive that would have had nothing to play for previous years now have something to play for and have a chance to still say, hey, if we get hot, we can get in to the postseason. You add that to the fact that they've flattened out the lottery odds, so teams don't show up, you know, 2 weeks ahead of Halloween before the season starts with the plan of, hey, we cannot win more than 20 games.
Right.
We got to bottom out to do that. Those combined things have made it so the trade deadline becomes kind of different than it's always been. It used to be, all right, we've got our 10 bad teams. We've got our 10 teams that are trying to win the title. We've got 10 teams in the middle, and the 10 bad teams will trade their good players to the teams that are trying to win for draft picks and young players. We don't necessarily have that. There's only four truly bad teams in the NBA right now going a week ahead of the deadline. So what we're seeing is more of, hey, you have a lot of centers. We have a lot of guards. You need guards. We need centers. And we see trades like that. Like that Tyrese Haliburton for DeMontis Sabonis trade a year ago, I think, is kind of the new norm of what we might see. That's a long way to say, I think we're still going to get some activity here because it's not a very good free agent class this summer. You also have 10, 12 teams that if you ask them, they've, hey, we have a chance of winning this title. The league's as wide open as it's ever been. So you combine those two things, I think you're going to see teams trying to gear up and fix what they, you know, holes that they have in their rotations to really get after this the rest of the way.
Keith, there are two words when you put them together, two words you put together that the NBA doesn't want to hear. But to me, there are two words that are a big problem for the league right now. And those two words are load and management. And I haven't got the word that anybody is sitting out tonight, but this happens often around the NBA. I think too much for a lot of people's liking. Steph Curry, I thought, had an interesting comment. He said it's not the players necessarily that they want off. It's the teams that want the players to take the games off. So I don't know what the solution to this is. Does the NBA, though, feel like it's an issue that has to be looked into?
They do to an extent. I think the NBA is in a point where collectively everyone, and I will kind of counter with Steph Curry on that a little bit to say everybody is focused on I need to be at my best in April, May, and June. Mm. And if that means missing 15 to 20 games in October through the middle part of April is the way to do that, then that's the way to do that. Because it has become, it's no longer satisfiable, I guess, for people to say, you know, well, you know what, we lost in the conference finals, or we had a 50-win season but bowed out in the second round. But that's a pretty good year. It's become you win or you don't. And everybody else, you know, there's one winner and 29 failures in the league. And that's the way it's viewed. And when that's the way it's going to be viewed, teams and players are going to do everything they can to get to the postseason to be in the best spot to succeed. And now I will agree with Steph to some extent. I know Jason Tatum, a great example, one of the teams I cover heavily is the Celtics. He has openly said, you know, we sit out, we map out, all right, hey, you're going to get a rest game here on this day in the middle of December. And then it comes to that day and Tatum's like, nah, I'm good, I'm playing. Mm. And then he basically fights the team to let him play. And sometimes the team says, no, you're going to sit out. So it's a very, very tricky spot. But the league is concerned because the one thing they really don't like is the idea of, you know, some kid here in Orlando where I'm based out of, you know, and his family pays a whole bunch of money to see Stephen Curry, and the Warriors decide, you know what, that's the game we're taking off. We're going to, you know, play our, you know, backups and our G League guys in that game. And that's something the league does not necessarily like.
Yeah, and that's what makes it difficult, right, is that, as you mentioned, all these organizations want to be champions ultimately. They're not content with Western Conference or Eastern Conference champions. They want to be NBA champions. There can only be one of those, yet you also have the other side of the coin where fans are paying a lot of money to come watch these games. It'll be interesting to see how that all gets worked out. I want to stick with the Celtics because Jason Tatum has elevated himself and really from the last year's playoff run till through this season as one of the best players in the league. Is he starting finally to get to that point in his career where he can actually carry a team by himself, because he has been phenomenal this season?
Yeah, he's there, and we've seen that in games where Jaylen Brown has had to miss time. Jason Tatum can be one of those guys who says, all right, get on my back, guys, let's go, I got this the rest of the night. Now, that's not any slight on Jaylen Brown, who's having an outstanding season, and I think here probably in about 10-15 minutes is going to be named an all-star alongside Jason Tatum. But Tatum is he is one of those guys who's on that short list for MVP. And being an all-star is great, but there's a big difference between all-star and all-NBA, and then there's an even bigger difference between all-NBA and MVP. And Tatum's in that MVP mix. His two-way play is as good as any player in the league. He brings it on defense every single night. He's continually asked to guard often the opponent's best wing with size. It's, you go out there and guard the LeBron Jameses of the world. You take Luka Doncic down the stretch of games, and that's what he's asked to do, and carry a massive offensive load as a scorer. He's leveled up as a playmaker. He's getting on the boards this year. He's just an absolutely wonderful all-around player, and it's important to note, too, he's 25 years old, so there's still a lot more growth to come for him in his game.
There's a guy that never takes a load management day, Keith Smith. We appreciate the time, as always, Keith. Always great NBA insight, and look forward to catching up with you come April or so, and give us a little playoff preview. But enjoy the season until then. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. No load management days, but I am looking forward to the All-Star break.
Give him a little All-Star break. He'll take that. All right. Keith Smith from SpotTrack joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. All right, we got to find our way out of here for a Thursday. Back tomorrow. Full show starts at 2 o'clock. Lakers have closed within 6 at Indiana. Still 8 minutes to go, Tony. You got a shot if you stop watching.
As soon as I look up, three-pointer going down.
See, that's now up to 9, just like that. All right. Thanks to not really. I'm going to just thank Tony today.
It's okay.
Scraby was totally anti-me the entire show.
I don't know why that was, but it was.
We'll see what happens tomorrow at 2 on 97.3 The Fan. Night-night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.